elemental cost analyses. The use of elemental cost analyses to put an estimate together is a technique which is generally restricted to PQSs. The reason for this is that they're the only ones who have access to the data that's required. The data comes from the Building Cost Information Service, or BCIS, which is an offshoot of the RICS. What BCIS do is to take contractors' priced BQs from the PQSs and then analyse them into the BCIS list of elements. What the element list contains is things like substructures, external walls, internal walls, windows and external doors and so on and so forth. And there are definitions of exactly what goes into these various elements. BCIS take the BQ and then break down the costs in the BQ into the various elements to produce an elemental cost analysis for that particular job. What they then do is file all these in standard format, and in return for your subscription to BCIS, you can then search the database and locate analyses for buildings which are similar to the one that you propose to construct. What the QS is looking for is a building which is similar in terms of specification to the proposed building, also similar in terms of size as well, and they'll look for the best fit that they can get. The cost analysis will include a price per square meter gross floor area for the building, and it will also give the distribution of cost through the elements on a percentage basis, and also as a cost for the individual elements themselves. If you take the cost per square meter GFA on the original building and multiply by your new GFA, then you can arrive at the overall cost of the new building. But of course, you can also apply the percentages from the original building to the overall cost of the new building, and that will then give you the distribution of costs on your proposed building as well. And in fact, what you'll have then is a cost plan for the new building. This cost plan can then be checked using approximate quantities as the design of the building evolves, in order to make sure that the job is on target and not likely to overrun the estimate. Use of cost analysis is a sophisticated business, and it's possible that you can't find a building which is an entirely accurate match to your proposed one. Under those circumstances, it may be necessary to adjust the individual element costs in your cost plan up and down in order to reflect the changes in specification between the old building and the new one. It's all a pretty sophisticated business, and of course it's a lot easier using computerization. Originally the whole thing was done manually, and each month you got a set of updated sheets from BCIS, which gradually built into a very long set of ring binders. Nowadays, of course, it's all done using iKey, and therefore the search and match process is much easier, and also the process of adjusting the estimate is easier than it used to be. However, it still needs considerable care and use. What you do get, however, is a sophisticated estimate for your new building extremely quickly. You get a cost plan as well, which is a very nice bonus. Unlike with the superficial system, where all you get is an overall cost for the building. Using cost analysis gives you a much more sophisticated estimate.